What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
PC Hendrix.
We're coming to you live from the Main Event Wrestling Network. Make sure to subscribe to all our social media platforms and also stay tuned to exclusive content. Now, let's get to the show.
Hey. Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, let's go.
I'm about to
have you. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, my God. Y'all childish.
Hey.
Don't play.
Hey, raise your hands if you're going on vacation.
What you say, man?
Hey, raise your hand if you're going on vacation.
I hate both of y'all. I hate both of y'all. Where y'all going again?
Viva to Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas.
I'm jealous. I'm hating over here.
What you say, Manny?
Las Vegas.
Y'all say you break it up just a little bit.
Perfect bars. What are you talking about?
There it is.
Yeah, now we hear you. Now we hear you.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Okay.
Dude, that was not on purpose this time.
It wasn't just Drew.
Anyways, back to the lecture at hand before y'all started roasting me.
Oh my God.
What up, fellas? What up? What up?
Man, not too much, man. It's been a long week. I think we've been off air for maybe 2 weeks. Maybe a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot going on. I'm not going to lie, I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to review Evolution, but we all got live. That's also what we got to tell people. We have lives outside of here.
We are live.
Yeah. So, other than that, how y'all fellas been?
Man, baseball. That's it. Literally, last 3 weeks had tournaments all 3 weekends.
How y'all doing, Coach? Man.
Look, first tournament was rough. All right, we went 0-3. I think our run differential was like a -45.
Damn.
But hold on, pump the brakes. This last weekend we played in Cheribusco, played a tournament. We we started out slow, 0-2, pool play, and then we had our third game get rained out on Saturday night. Came back Sunday to finish it. We came in the second inning down 1-0. Ended up winning 9-6.
Oh, that's what's up.
There we go. There we go.
Played the team. The next team we played was the first team we beat, or who we played. They beat us 16-1. Turned around and beat them 9-8.
Oh, y'all definitely.
Let's go, boys.
I'll definitely be talking crazy in the parking lot.
Yeah, my ace, Caleb Dunn, boy threw 9 Ks. My boy threw 9 Ks that game.
Let's go.
Yes, and then we unfortunately played Wabash again. Or no, we beat Wabash, and then we played Whitco again, and Whitco beat us 9-6. But we got under the coach for the Whitco travel team is also the varsity coach for Whitco. So
says it right there. You just got the kids training with the players.
Yep. Right. I mean, And then Auburn ultimately won 19-0 in the championship, beating Whitco like right ahead of Stepchilds.
Man. I give it to y'all baseball players, man, because I could never play that sport. I feel like
I vaguely remember you trying to play.
No, like I like it. But listen, I got this thing like, yo, if this dude hit me with the ball, yo, we gotta fight. Like I'm not mature enough for baseball. Let's say that.
My pitcher took a beanball straight to the helmet, too. Shrugged it off, act like nothing even happened.
I'm not shrugging. No. I'm swinging with the bat.
He said I'm not mature enough to play baseball.
I'm not for real.
That's hilarious. Coach Manny. Yeah, same. I mean, it's kind of the same over here, man. It's a travel baseball season, so the boys trying out for some teams, seeing where we going to end up. Other than that, man, just watching wrestling, getting geared up.
Before we get to wrestling, man. Let me say this. I don't get why your son tries out. I'm just going to say it. I don't get why he tries out. We all know he's an all-star.
So is he trying out or is he getting invited to the tryouts? Yeah. Let's be honest. Is he getting invited or is he actually like trying out?
I won't say.
Cardio. My bad, Manny. Cardio. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, cardio.
Workouts. Everybody else trying to work their butts off. He's just all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in between all those, man, we watching. Y'all know him. He's a big wrestling fan, so we've been watching all this stuff. So
yeah.
I got him to watch Slammiversary. So he watched TNA
for the
first time. He's never watched TNA because obviously he wasn't really alive and old enough to watch it back when we were watching it, obviously with like AJ Styles and him. And so he said his reaction was it's better than AEW. That's all he said. He said it's better than AEW.
I like that.
He was like, I still don't like it though. That was,
I mean,
that was my 13-year-old's review of TNA wrestling.
I like it. I like it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, but is it? Are you guys starting to feel that TNA production is starting to turn a little bit WWE-ish?
So I'll get to that towards the end, like when once we get to like the main event of Slammiversary, because I do kind a little bit.
You felt it? You felt it a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there, Manny. So Slammiversary. So we all, you know, got to watch Slammiversary. It started off, you know, speaking of WWE, being WWE-ish, we start with the first match was Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander. Hilarious enough. Two former WWE superstars. Great match.
205 Live, baby.
I mean, look, I thought it was – that's a great way to start. It reminded me of NXT. Yeah. You know how they like to start off with a high-energy, you know, fast-paced match? So I guess that goes to what Manny was just talking about. So
yeah, 205 Live. That's what it reminded me of, no lie. When I seen those two come out, when I seen the build-up for it, I was like, man, veterans of 205 Live, the two of the main staples that built that program outside of, you know, TJ Perkins, Kendrick, Brian Kendricks, and all those guys, those two guys were two of the main guys in 205 Live.
I liked it. It's my first time seeing them since they left. I feel like both of them improved in the ring. Also, Mustafa, he looked like the Green Ranger. I just wanted to get that out there. I loved it, though. I love the fit. That's what it reminded me of.
I ain't going to lie. It kind of did remind me of that now that you said it.
And then also, like, seeing them out there, I was like, yo, they just feel like they fit with TNA. I'm glad they didn't, like, go any different routes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, this is a better fit for them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a great match. I got to do this since Manny mentioned his name. But I gotta go ahead and do this.
Hello, this is Brian Kendrick, and you're watching WrestleHolics.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to the Brian Kendrick.
Had to throw that in there. Had to pump our chest a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, as we get into the discussions, before we get too deep, I know we got a lot of people watching already. Thank you. Thank you for being involved. Comment section is open. You can be a part of the show. Send in your comments, what you thought of TNA Slammiversary. I know AEW's on right now, so if you got two screens on, if you're watching AEW, you can throw those in as well. I think we lost Manny real quick, but he'll get back on, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
New AEW and just listen to us.
Yeah, either or. You can send the comments in there as well. Or you can also weigh in on SummerSlam, which is the big topic we're going to be talking about on the card and social media. Everyone's saying that SummerSlam has the potential to be better than WrestleMania 41. So send those comments in. We'll get them all on. I know we're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and X. So send those comments.
Hey, is WrestleMania – or not WrestleMania, SummerSlam 2 nights this year, or is that start next year?
No, it's this year.
This year.
Man. They gotta add more matches then.
You think? We'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
Back to Slammiversary.
So what did y'all enjoy? Let's start with that. What were some of your favorite moments? Because there was a lot to pick from. Some great matches, a lot of title matches. Especially I'll get to what I love first, but in a moment. But TNA Slammiversary 2025. I'll start with Drew. Obviously, he gets to go first. Drew, what did you?
I hate to be this person. I know we all probably want to, or maybe I'm just the only one that want to talk about it. It has nothing to do with the wrestling. It was the return of AJ Styles. Back in the day, I used to watch TNA. Like, I was just bored watching it, especially when they had the six-sided ring and they was trying to compete with Raw. I thought it was just amazing seeing him just walk out there. One of the big things is just seeing how the crowd reacted, singing his old song. It was a big moment. I still wish he would have had a match, but I think right now, WWE just don't see it as the right time. And then also, just even thinking about how Seth Rollins had just run out recently off Saturday Night main event. You don't want that happening anymore right now. You need to keep him fresh for SummerSlam. But seeing the appearance of AJ, if you would thought I was a TNA fan. Like a full-blooded TNA fan, how I was like, that's the moment right there. That's a teary-eyed moment. I don't care. All like original fans, they should have loved that moment.
If you notice, they actually used his original theme song too.
Yep.
That was one of the best parts. It was a sentimental moment. I just thought I was a little bit underwhelmed. Just to be 100. It was cool that he was there, but I was hoping for a little bit more. And I'm sure they'll get more. It was just they pumped it up for his appearance to try to get some extra eyeballs on it. I get it. Yeah. I get it. They were trying to get more eyeballs on Slammiversary. And then he gets there and is like, Leon Slater, your new X Division champion. All right, I'm out.
I thought he was going to attack him.
You know me, I'm charged. I'm like, wait, time out, man. We just met Leon.
Tell me that's not what it was, though. Here's your new X Division champion, the youngest X Division champion of all time, Leon Slater. All right, peace. Leon, baby. Like, all right, that's it.
Can't beat him up at all.
I thought he was gonna slap him at least, like,
or somebody attack AJ or something, you know?
Or like, right. Hey, why don't Dominic come out and attack him? Medical. My bad.
That's a little too far. He's hurt. You leave Dominic Guerrero alone, okay? He is hurt. Yeah, legitimately hurt. Yeah, unlike Joe Hendry, who couldn't pull it off.
Joe Hendry.
We appreciate y'all watching this on StreamYard. Make sure to watch us on all social media platforms. I'm out.
Shortest podcast recording in history. 12 minutes in, Drew already leaving.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Drew didn't believe. Drew, what happened?
He got cheated.
Here we go.
Like always. Like,
why you always got to be calling someone out for cheating?
Dude, don't nobody want to have a fair match. I get it. Joe Hendry, the GOAT. But
the go to
whatever, man.
My dude Jacob Braun had a solid match, and you call him a cheater.
Oh, he definitely cheated. I got that on video.
He did not cheat. Okay. You cannot say that he hit anyone in the balls. There's no actual footage. I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Literally the media guy.
Drew, you sound upset that Joe Hendry lost. You upset?
Yes. Because he's a 10. All right, man, skip it. I was going to hold off on this, man. But don't get me wrong, love Trick Williams as a wrestler. But I still feel like for an event like that, a TNA guy needs to win the championship.
Okay, then why? Mike Santana should have won.
Why does a TNA guy have to win?
I just thought it was right for the moment, man. It's their biggest event of the year. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I love Trick Williams. I just thought for that, like, hey, why don't y'all get a title to one of these guys who's been working here for a while? I'm looking more on the working standpoint. And like I said, it's like a TNA guy going to win the biggest title on WrestleMania, but barely worked there the whole year.
Manny, why do you look like that?
Isn't that what Joe Hendry just tried to do at WrestleMania when he wanted to wrestle Randy Orton?
He lost.
He tried to do it, though. He went on the grandest stage of
all day.
Okay. He went on the grandest stage of them all and challenged the – I don't care about John Cena, but he challenged the GOAT in Randy Orton. And that's why he lost, because he was not ready, just like he was not ready to win the other night. Hence why whooped that trick.
Cheated.
Whatever you say.
Technically, Santana should have won that one.
Smart. He's smart, bro. I thought he was legitimately injured. Anybody else think he was legitimately injured, though, for a moment?
I did.
Who, Santana? I did.
No, Trick.
Oh, Trick.
Because he was just just waiting up on the entrance way.
I got to watch the end of that match, and I'm seeing him on the ground. I'm like,
where'd it go?
Right here.
Yeah, we got you now.
Yep.
My mom was calling. Sorry, y'all.
You did.
My mom was calling, y'all. My bad. We still doing live on my phone.
Yeah, we good.
See?
No, but you was – so I thought it was legitimate injury only because, like, he had been off the screen the whole match almost. Like, at least 3/4 of the match. And then just out of nowhere – I had a feeling it was going to get a little bit messy when Joe Hendry and Mike started going at it. And it just started trending towards – Trick coming back in and started getting a little predictable towards the end. But so I'm glad Trick won, to be honest. I'm glad he kept the title. I think it's just further building him up before he goes to the main roster very, very soon. I thought it was a great way to keep building him up, to be honest.
I do like he paid homage to Booger T. Match with his attire, because when he came out, I was like, why does this look so familiar? But I couldn't figure out till the next day when someone posted it. I was like, oh, wow. I like that.
Social media always helps.
I swear to God.
It always helps.
Yeah,
it always
helps. You know what else helps? Calling out the dead man. That's what helped Trick.
Right. He took that choke slam like a G last night. Yeah, I thought Trick was the right choice. Obviously, Mike Santana's going to win it eventually. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Jey Uso in a sense, where it's like, you know, we keep wanting it. We know it's coming. We keep hoping it's coming every single pay-per-view, every time he gets this opportunity, and it just doesn't happen. I think they're just teasing us and stringing us along until that moment. It felt like that with Joe Hendry for a while too, right? Like when he first started getting over and everybody's like, all right, when are we going to make – Joe Hendry, the TNA champion, and he kept losing and losing and losing. And then finally he won. But remember when he won, how big the moment was finally that it happened. Yeah. And it's going to happen as well for Mike Santana, I think.
I think Mike's going to win the title, and he's going to get more of a push, which deservedly so he should, in TNA than he ever did in aforementioned AEW. So, I mean, he had a good run, you know, in AEW, but I think he's going to get more of a push in TNA.
Yeah. What did you enjoy, Manny? Obviously, we know Drew enjoyed Trick Williams beating Joe Hendry. So what did
you enjoy that?
Did you enjoy
that? What I enjoyed is going to throw you guys off, okay? The match between Masha Slamovich and JC Jane. I was impressed.
Okay.
I'll give her flowers. I'll give her roses. Per se.
I respect that answer.
You giving Masha her roses or JC Jane?
No, I'm giving JC Jane her roses.
Okay. Gotcha. Look, she was someone, remember when she first won the title, everybody was like, what?
Yeah, right here. This guy.
Transitional champion. Everybody was super confused. Like, what are we doing?
She
has done. Look, she is very slowly building a nice little resume. Like, she's beat Stephanie Vaquer, she's beat Jordan, she's beat Masha. Like, she's starting off pretty solid. I ain't gonna lie, for a transitional champion, I think JC Jane is doing very well for herself.
Like I told y'all Evolution. Mm-hmm. I need her to have this type of run so I can actually respect the run. And I mean, they doing right by her, so I love how the direction going for her. So I can't wait to see more.
Yeah, and that's where I got the WWE-esque vibe, because what did WWE main do with WWE UK?
United,
you know, title. They folded the UK into NXT, mm-hmm. which. I don't think they're going to do that with TNA, because TNA is such a brand on its own that they're going to do, like, we'll have SmackDown, Raw, TNA, and NXT. You know, we'll have brands fighting against each other within a company to see who the actual mainstay is. Which we all know Raw is the flagship of WWE, but now we've got these three other brands who are coming up, who are making moves. I mean, we all know, we've seen what NXT came from Black and Gold to 2.0 to what they are now, you know, and now you bring in this established program in TNA, and they went back to the old TNA. They're not, you know, they're the old Total Impact Wrestling, you know, we're getting it all, or Total Nonstop Wrestling, or whatever it is, however they said it back in the day, Total Nonstop Action, or blah, blah, blah. Yeah. TNA Impact is what I knew it.
They switched the name about two or three times when I was younger.
I'm so confused on what it is, but, you know, I think, you know, if they do that and make TNA a subsidiary of WWE, but TNA gets to keep their name and their, you know, name, image, likeness, NIL, however you want to say it, you know, I think it's going to make wrestling that much better.
I love it. Yeah, I thought that match was good too, Manny. Masha and JC definitely – I don't want to say stole the show, but it was a lot better than I think people anticipated. JC, like I said, her reign is starting off pretty well. She's doing pretty good for herself, even though it definitely we talked about in our group that it feels like they're definitely recreating Toxic Attraction with Fatal Influence. It's definitely and JC's slowly becoming Mandy now. She's taking over as the face. So we'll see how long until Fallon Henley has enough and says, look, I was the first one to win gold. I'm getting a little jealous, and it's my turn.
Yep, yep. I definitely think JC took on the Kalani Jordan role, mm-hmm. winning the NXT title, NXT Women's title. So I'm excited. Like I said, I give JC her
quote unquote
roses. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that was a banger. But it wasn't a banger like mine though.
Who's like yours?
Mine, Manny. I got a real banger. Okay, Drew's gonna love it. Yeah. The TNA World Tag Team Championship match, the ladder match. Shout out to my boy, AJ Francis. Let me reintroduce him. AJ Francis in first class, baby. Should have walked away with the titles. I thought they were going to get him. But shout out AJ. Moonsault off the ladder. Impressive for a big man, a former football player. Drew's hating, but AJ Francis, just to remind you, is about 6.5 feet tall and almost 300 pounds, and did a moonsault off a ladder. Impressive, brother. Impressive.
And landed in between the ladder. Split it.
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about that, though.
That bootleg bro. Charlotte Flair movement. We come on, man.
Except like this. Except like this.
And he was fine. And he was fine.
Was he?
Yeah, was he? Was fine. Yeah.
And what'd you think about that helicopter ladder, though, coming down?
It felt – I loved the commentary. They're like, what is this, Batman in the 1960s?
Yo, I have so many problems with him. Like, I try not to critique him, but he just keep on doing shit like this that pisses me off. Yo, I'm going right to the ladder because that's the first thing I complained about to y'all. Because I'm just like, bro, you got to take that bump. Like, you could have tore your ACL and your testicles at the same time in that move. Bro, what the hell – like – you know me, I instantly wrote the group message and was like, you got to be shitting me right now.
This bro, you group. Sent the whole clip.
I'm about to DM him the link so he can hop on and defend him.
No, please do. I don't care at this point. You get in the comments. Like, that pisses me off. He know he was wrong. Like, you should have just landed on the ladder. Like, come on. That's wrestling 101 damn near, man. Take the ball.
He about killed himself.
The next day, I seen the backflip. I was just like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
That backflip was fire, though.
Hey, that was a big ass backflip.
That
touched no one.
It was impressive, Drew.
It touched his soul, is what it touched.
Oh my gosh. Like, if y'all want a big dude to do a backflip, y'all can watch Jacob Fatu on Fridays. Now, like, come on now, y'all tripping. Oh, yeah, you gonna put my name on here for him to find.
Oh, your hate mail. Send all your hate mail over there.
That is crazy, man.
And we about to get another fourth bubble pop up, and Drew's gonna have to defend himself.
No, man, I gotta hold my ground.
I am about to send him the link. That would be funny. That would be
that's
funny.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. But that was my favorite. All seriousness, in addition to AJ taking all these bumps and moonsault off the ladder. The tag match was my favorite match. Love the Nemus, the Hardys, first class, love them. The Rascals, I felt like could have did a little bit more in the match. I thought they were kind of meh. I felt like they were just in the match to be another team in the match. Like, I don't feel like they really did anything.
So they were more LWO style? Just there.
Just there because they're a tag team. That's what it felt like. I got to be careful. I think Myron follows me on Twitter, too. I think I need to chill.
At least LWO won their match, though.
He does. I need to chill.
Yeah. Hey, let's address the elephant in the room, though.
Mm.
We're going to get that one last match.
What one last match?
One last match. Dudley's versus the Hardys.
How do y'all feel
about that?
Drew, you first.
No, I'm a big Dudley's fan.
Yeah, that's why I made you go first.
It's really up in the air. It's like, honestly, I feel like we don't need it. But also, I mean, we are in a kind of an era right now where some of these wrestlers are like, hey, I deserve this. Like, I need to have this one last good match that's like advertised in a way.
Yeah.
Like, for example, sadly, Goldberg. When he's like, yo, I need one more match. I wouldn't have been surprised the other day if Undertaker was like, no, I need one more match too.
I love keeping Undertaker. Yeah, he's gonna wrestle Trick Williams.
Man, I'm like, bro, all right, Undertaker better chill out. He know he got that bad hip. He had a hip replacement.
He said, let me flip the switch, though. I said, uh-oh, here we go. He's coming out of retirement.
Chokeslam was good, though. I give him that.
I love it, obviously. Like, my first reaction is I love it. Like, look, I grew up in that era. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's, we love the nostalgia feel. We like to, go back to the old days where, what we grew up in. It's all in society, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? With records, how they've come back, vinyl records and VHS tapes and stuff. We strive and we long for that nostalgia feel,
Tinko Games.
It's another one.
I'm definitely excited for it, just seeing that, how many Swanton bombs I did off my banister, how many times I went was up with my tongue hanging out, how many times I hit the 3D on my little brother, even though he's like twice my size. it's being able to see that match one last time. I'm not going to lie, it's going to take me back to my childhood. It's going to remind me of why I fell in love with wrestling. Now, the level of wrestling that we might see, it might be a little different because, Bubba Ray ain't the Bubba Ray that's going in a trance after powerbombing Mae Young through a table. We ain't getting Jeff Hardy doing Swanton bombs off of Titantron, but we're still going to get like that feel from the stuff that they're going to do in that match.
I'm kind of looking at who's going to lead that match between the groups, and then also can they both hang with each other? That's really kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, because some of them, haven't wrestled a lot. Whereas Matt and Jeff are still wrestling religiously.
Right. Weekly. And I've seen some people on social media joking that, does Devon Dudley know about this match? Like, was that the first that he was aware of this match? Like, did he find out live like all of us?
Nah, I didn't see that on social media, but I was thinking it too, though. I'm like, hey, where Devon at?
Brother Devon is laid up in the hospital right now or something. He hiding.
Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to it, though. From TNA Slammiversary, though, my worst was like the production. It had nothing to do with like the actual wrestlers themselves or the actual show. I'm just gonna go production, man. Like, if you come back, on a live broadcast on a pay-per-view, you cannot have a mistake of a cameraman counting down and you see these wrestlers on the screen, clearly not in character, clearly waiting for their cue for their quick little backstage segment, and you hear the production cameraman counting down for their cue, and then you watch these wrestlers get in character. Like, that's terrible, man. Like, you can't do that. You just can't. It was a really bad look, especially for someone like me who works, I work in radio and I've done stuff with television and stuff. It's a really bad look to have that, especially with wrestling, right? Like, it's a show. So, like, just imagine watching Love Island for people that watch Love Island or something, and you're coming back from a commercial and you're watching these people interact as if they're not in character and they're just,
talking to my girl.
Yeah,
Love Island. You couldn't have picked something other than Love Island.
It's a big y'all show. Right be, now.
Y'all must be watching that, huh?
Not yet.
You know me better than that.
The wife not got yet. You watching it, huh?
No, I'm curious. I want to watch.
Yeah. It. How did you pull out Love Island? I haven't even. I forgot show. About Love Island.
Be aware of your pop culture, Manny.
I was gonna say Love Is Blind. I was gonna say Love Is Blind.
What is that?
Don't worry about it. It's a Netflix show.
See, I was about to defend DC, but also defend me and Manny. But now Manny just said that, like, never mind. I was about to say, no, it's DC. We single, bro. Now Manny just said that, never mind.
Never mind. Yeah, but, like, just imagine watching these shows where you know they're scripted, right? Like, and so you basically just show, like, we know it's scripted, but, like, showing us that it's very, very clearly scripted is another thing. Like, you can't, especially with kids watching. Like, that's my big thing, is there's kids watching that are like believing that this is real,
Yeah.
Like, when we grew up, we thought wrestling was real until we didn't, until we no longer thought that it was real. We were told and shown that it was real. But like, I thought that was a really bad look. So that was, I guess, my worst of the worst with Slammiversary.
Yeah. So, to that point, that's feeding into that notion, that stigma that wrestling has, that, oh, you guys know wrestling's fake, right? Well, when we get like those blurbs or those mess ups, like that just feeds into those critics who are like, I told you wrestling was fake.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it now. Okay. We get it. We know wrestling's fake. Jimmy. But wow, way to go, Jimmy. Way to just throw more dirt on us. You know what I mean? That's kind of like what it is. Like, we're sitting here, we know wrestling's fake. We know it's theater. We know it's, you know, what we enjoy because this is, we look for the storylines. But when we get that, it's like you said, it's like Love Island. Like, they're sitting there on the island. We know it's fake, but oh man, we forgot to, oops. We went hot before we was ready. My bad. You know, like, come on. Small things.
Hey, shout out to our good friend Andrew Kistler for the like on Facebook. Shout out to my boy Andrew. Appreciate that. I'm tweeting out our link on our WrestleHolics. But yeah, I thought Slammiversary was pretty good. It was definitely so. That leads us to our, you know, final discussion on TNA Slammiversary. And I think y'all brought it up when we first started talking about it. And I think Manny brought it up. Is TNA becoming too close to WWE? Is it turning into a WWE product?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean,
why you say that? Is it just because they hold the TNA title, both the TNA titles? Is that why?
How many TNA wrestlers have wrestled for a WWE belt and lost? And how many times have WWE superstars wrestled for a TNA belt and won?
That doesn't make it a WWE product. That just means...
I just feel like they're trying to promote more WWE into TNA.
Bingo.
That makes sense.
I mean, think about it. WWE UK was its own brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was overseas. It was disconnected from the mothership, who was stateside all the time. And what happened? They slowly started to pick away at it. And then all of a sudden, Pete Dunne loses the UK title. Gunther loses it. It becomes, you know, it gets folded into NXT. Mandy Rose goes over and wins, beats Blair. Was it Blair Davenport maybe, or Tony Storm? One of the two beats them for the UK title, and then it gets folded.
Oh, she beat NXT. Mika.
Yep.
Chiricahua?
Satomura.
Yeah. Yes. So she beats her for the UK title, and then it gets folded into the NXT and. I'm slowly seeing the same transition for TNA, but I hope it doesn't happen because, like I said, TNA is a well-known staple. So if they do that, they're kind of like disrespecting the history and the lifeblood of TNA.
Yeah, there's a lot of backlash on social media right now regarding the decisions of both Trick Williams and JC Jane both walking out with TNA titles. Definitely a lot of unhappy fans with that decision, especially Trick. A lot of people were really wanting Mike Santana to win that title. People have been waiting on this. But for now, I'm enjoying it, to be honest. It's one of those unique situations where, like, I see why they did what they did. I see why Trick still holds that title. It makes sense. Trickin' A. It's Trickin' A, baby. Get with it or get lost. And JC, who they're building... I told y'all when they made this decision that they had an opportunity to create a new star. Remember I told y'all that? They had an opportunity to create another star in the women's division with this decision to have her beat Stephanie and Jordan Grace. And it's working, man. So far, they're building her as a new star, and Fatal Influence is just growing even more by the day. So it's just a unique situation, in my opinion, where I see why they did what they did. And I don't necessarily agree that it's a WWE product. I still feel like after watching that show that it's very clear that that's TNA, because still, you know, while it's great, the storylines still do not match anywhere near what WWE does.
Well, I say with those two matches, I say it felt like WWE.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I was saying, man.
100%. Those two definitely felt like WWE productions. And, you know, it is what it is. If it was, then it was. If it wasn't, then, you know, kudos to TNA for taking the recipe and recreating it exactly how it was.
Yeah.
I think that's something we got to figure out. Like, who gets the final call on those type of matches?
Mm.
Man, can you imagine Santino and Shawn Michaels sitting at the table just going at each other? No, I'm making the call. No, I'm making the call. No, I'm making the call.
Santino. Yeah, TNA's doing a great job right now. Obviously, big success, sellout crowd. It's huge. TNA's doing big things, big things. And I'm, like I said, the announcing the appearance of AJ Styles that lasted about 5 minutes was a great job. In the marketing department for TNA. I hope there's more. I really hope that's really not it, and that's what we were waiting on for AJ Styles to return to TNA to just say, Leon Slater, your new X Division champion.
Man.
Bye.
Him.
Yeah, I was a little underwhelmed.
You're going to stomp a mud hole in him, honestly.
But to move on, though, something I am not underwhelmed about at all is this. This match card for SummerSlam, folks. Woo! Look at these matches.
I got that pulled up right now.
My goodness. These matches, we got a banger incoming. So it opens up the discussion, opens up in the comments section. This is the SummerSlam card so far, which for the first time will be two nights. Okay? John Cena versus Cody Rhodes, Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill, both for the WWE Women's Championship and Undisputed WWE Championship. Got a tag team match, Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. Gunther versus CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship. Naomi versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky for the Women's World Championship. Becky Lynch versus Lyra in a no DQ, no countout last chance match for the WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship. And if Becky wins, Valkyria can no longer challenge for the title as long as Becky is champion. The Judgment Day, Raquel and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Solo Sikoa, my tribal chief. Thank you. Versus Jacob Fatu in a steel cage match for the United States Championship. Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus...
No, get it right. It's Dominic Guerrero.
This guy
here. Dominic Mysterio versus AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship. And so far, Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed in a tag team match. That is the SummerSlam card so far. So I'm opening it. Is this card building to be better than WrestleMania 41?
Hands down.
Because I feel like before WrestleMania, we kind of already had our we knew what we wasn't about to like. We already knew ahead of time. I even started the discussion with, like, I know y'all going to hate me for this, but John Cena versus Cody Rhodes. Only reason I want to see this match is, one, is no disqualification, so anything can happen. Also, it's going to tell us what's about to happen until December. Are we going to have a new champion? Then it can tell us, like, hey, we're going to get some new storylines. Or, hey, John Cena might be the champion until he leaves.
Yep.
Now, I just want to see where we're going. I'm kind of like, all right, bro, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of Hill Cena. Well, actually, let me say this. I was about to say I'm tired of Travis Scott, but, hey, he ain't coming back. So I'm I'm so happy. I need to get that off my chest.
Hey, there will be no Travis Scott hate in here, okay?
Oh, my God. No, music-wise, no hate.
No hate at all. Nike shoes, no hate. But when it comes to taking a bump, deservedly so, getting a receipt, now get him out of here.
Wasted our time with that.
Right.
I really felt like that moment took a lot away from what these next few months was supposed to be.
Hey, y'all getting all this upset, and he gonna help John Cena win at SummerSlam. Watch.
If I see him come out, I'm turning it off.
Watch.
Anyways, I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys later.
Travis Scott returns at SummerSlam.
I'm not watching him win. What? For five minutes to watch him walk down the damn ramp? No, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Whack. No, honestly, the match that I'm most excited about, I'm just going to call it out right now, is the Solo Sikoa Jacob Fatu match.
Out of all those matches, that's the one you're looking forward to the most?
Out of all those matches. It is. Yeah.
You acknowledge your tribal chief finally. Taking it all. No?
Manny? Anything to say?
No, I mean, you speechless? You acknowledge a tribal chief, finally?
Yada da mean.
Solo, I told y'all he was going to become?
Yada da mean.
Oh, come on.
All gas, no brakes with it.
All gas, no brains with it.
Hey, Jacob Fatu is going to annihilate that little boy, Solo Sokoa. What's he going to do without JC Mateo and Tala Tonga? Because I almost called him another name.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I got the zapper.
This is zapper. I'm cool on saying them names. I'm get tongue-tied a lot.
No. Yeah, this, I think Solo wins. I think it's pretty I'm just interested to see like how.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So much shenanigans within these two right now. Like there's so many like returning people. Obviously, like Jimmy will probably get involved. Tonga Loa will probably get involved. But when is Tama Tonga coming back? That's my question. When is
he still hurt? SummerSlam.
Is this that moment?
But he gonna,
and who
he
does help, he fight with?
He gonna help the Samoan werewolf.
That'd be crazy. That would make no sense though. Why put Tala Tonga and Tonga Loa with Solo and then Tama Tonga on the other side? That don't make sense.
He's tired of not being able to speak. All he can say is yee yee yee.
Nah, do that again, Drew. I'm gonna clip that.
BS, man.
Sound like Donnie Thornberry, cuz.
Yeah, that's what he is, bro. That's literally who he is.
Oh,
I know,
man.
I think it's very possible that Tama Tonga returns at SummerSlam. I just don't know who he's gonna side with. That's my only thing. I'm intrigued though. So I do see why you're excited about that one. I'll give you that. Drew. And so the discussion we're doing right now, if you're just joining, we're talking about whether the SummerSlam build and match card has the potential to be better than WrestleMania 41, which is a very great show. So we talked about, I'll go ahead and show it on the screen again just to remind everyone the matches for SummerSlam. This is the match card, okay? Wikipedia has it all lined up for us, okay? SummerSlam. But WrestleMania 41 was real good now. Let's not we gotta put some respect now. Don't forget. I mean, there was some bangers at WrestleMania.
We got Randy Orton hitting a nasty RKO on, you know, nobody.
Joe Hendry.
No, I got a problem with that jelly roll.
You don't like donuts?
I don't know. I'm trying to stay away from like the celebrity matches, but
I can see that.
I do respect him saying he has been in the ring, working out every day. So let me say that. I'll shut up. I'm gonna wait till the match happen, and then I'm gonna just give my opinion, and we're just gonna go from there. But this really gonna have my whole opinion on celebrities coming in the ring. Like, hey, everybody, not Jake Paul,
Logan Paul,
Jake Paul.
Everybody ain't Jake Paul neither.
Chris Paul. No, I don't care. Which Paul.
Wow.
Paul Blart? Logan Paul definitely has WWE thinking that they can just throw anybody in the ring. Obviously, there's not going to be very high expectations for Jelly Roll, though. Like, let's be real here, okay? We're not going to get in this match and be expecting Jelly Roll to do a moonsault off a ladder like AJ Francis. All right, let's chill.
Hey, oh, my God.
Let's chill, Drew.
Shut up, bro. I got to say, y'all, bro. Shut up, man. Like, I'm not about to be hearing this AJ Francis every episode now. Man.
Oh, he's going to bring it up. He's going to bring it up.
Show the clip of him doing the backflip. Show that clip. Yeah.
Show that man splitting his nuggets on a rung.
I can't wait to get control of StreamYard. I cannot wait.
Man, Drew Hayden. All seriousness, though. Expectations won't be high for Jelly Roll. Like, let's be honest. Like, Randy Orton's going to carry the match. Jelly Roll come in, you know, do what he has to do. Drew and Logan, he'll get to do a couple of moves on both of them and look tough, you know. But Orton's going to be the one that carries this match. I think it'd be cool, though, if Jelly Roll turns on Orton. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Hey, So are we going to see one of those like magnificent high flying moves that Logan Paul does get turned into an RKO?
Ooh, it's going to be fire.
Oh, yeah. For that. I mean, Evan Bourne, Seth Rollins. Who else has he's done? The Cody Cutter. He turned the Cody Cutter into an RKO.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we going to see that springboard moonsault from the second rope to the table turn into an RKO?
Very well possible. That'd be wild. I'm looking forward to that. I like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the match. Are you, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, now I'm like, let's see what happens now. Let's see what happens. Skip it.
Yeah. Yeah, SummerSlam. I mean, so what I'm looking forward to the most so far, to be completely honest, Naomi, Rhea, and Io. Naomi is, you know, obviously very excited for her moment at Evolution, cashing in, getting her moment, getting her title, tricking us all.
Don't care for her now.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
She told you. Don't cheer for her now.
Yeah. I don't know how I would have reacted if I was in the post conference. I'd be like,
never mind. Oh, my bad.
She's going off. Oops. But yeah, definitely finally got her moment of Evolution. She's the women's world champion and a triple threat that I think is going to be a banger. Obviously, her, Rhea, and EO. Anytime you have Rhea and EO in a match who have great chemistry. They're definitely going to help the chemistry in that match. And Naomi's obviously she's so well rounded that she can work with about anyone. So I think that match is going to be great, and I'm looking forward to her first title defense at SummerSlam. I'm just so happy for her. She deserves it. Someone that was brought back, you know, especially when you consider why she was let go in the first place, or why she was gone in the first place, so to speak, and went to TNA and came back to WWE. So definitely looking forward to that match. I think that is my main one that I'm excited about. But the one that I think sets – so this is why the discussion has come up. So I'm going to bring up WrestleMania 41's card, okay? So we're going to compare. This is WrestleMania 41's card, okay? Jey Uso defeated Gunther.
Yep.
Submission. New Day beat the War Raiders. Holy crap, was that forgettable?
I forgot about
that. When did that match happen?
It was a 9-minute match. Jade obviously beat Naomi. Fatu beat LA Knight.
Yeah.
That was a little bit predictable.
Yeah.
El Grande Americano beat Rey Fenix, which he wasn't even – wasn't he supposed to face Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, that's what it really was. Remember, Ray got hurt beforehand.
That's right.
Tiffany beat
Charlotte. Obviously, the turn, Paul Heyman. Seth wins. EO Bianca Rhea. That was banger.
Yep.
Drew Damian Priest was forgettable. I don't even remember that match, to be completely honest. Dominic's big Intercontinental win against Penta, Bron Breakker, and Finn. Orton beating Joe Hendry, highlight of the whole weekend. Absolutely.
Chill out.
Absolutely.
Chill out.
Logan Paul beating AJ Styles. I was in the bathroom during that.
That shit. I forgot that match happened.
17, almost 18 minutes? It was that long?
Whose match?
Yeah.
Logan Paul and AJ Styles.
Yeah, that match was.
I was in the bathroom a long time.
That was a big
one. I missed that whole thing. Wow. Lyra and Becky obviously beat Liv and Raquel. Should have been Lyra and Bayley, but, you know. And then John Cena beat Cody Rhodes. So, yeah, I think the SummerSlam card, you know what? I think, yes, the SummerSlam card is building to be better.
Yep.
I think so.
I still hate it's two nights. I don't know about y'all. I still hate that it's two nights.
That's my only thing is like, all right, you got all these matches and all these people already booked for a match. And like, so you can't split up these matches in 2 days. So what else is going to be announced? I'm hoping that Julia gets a match.
That was my one.
But who should she face?
They got to make it some type of battle royal or not battle royal, but like either like a four-way
gauntlet or something.
Yeah, but
it's in It's in what? A week, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's in 2 weeks.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
What kind of storyline are they going to pull together in 2 weeks?
Not even two weeks. Like
a week. You know who else ain't on? Hey, you know who else ain't on here is La Primera. Where is Stephanie Vaquer on this card?
Well, I think they kind of leaving her out for the Paris.
Well, she's going to have a match. You got to build her.
Yeah.
You got to build her up until then. Like.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I think she could get away with this one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just looking at it like ahead of time. Like, all right, y'all already gave her a match for the next PLE. Y'all might as well just let her chill. If y'all can't find nothing for it, instead of giving something to her forced.
So we were going to talk about that. So out of the people that don't have a match for SummerSlam, as of right now, who would you book? Who deserves the match the most?
It's you literally one. Called mine out because I think I need to see more of a, I can't say her name right, United States champion.
Julia?
Yeah, Julia. I just feel like she need more under her belt. She just got to SmackDown. Heck, I mean, y'all not really giving her a lot of opportunities to show who she is. And that's for a person like me that hasn't watched a lot of NXT. Mm-hmm. And I want to see more of her. I mean, y'all already put the belt on her, so that tells me a lot about what y'all think of her. It's like, dude, put her in a match. Hell, put her in a battle royal to start the night off. Hell, something at least. Let's see if she can work three other women in the ring while the belt is on the line.
Yeah.
Of course, the comment section is open. If you got any thoughts on SummerSlam, who do you think, what matches are you looking forward to the most for SummerSlam, and who do you think else needs to be booked? Julia's definitely one, for sure. I go Stephanie, I think. I think Stephanie really needs a match, and I think it'd be cool. I think you would be able to kill two birds with one stone if you did make it like a, not really a battle royal, but if you did like a gauntlet match or something like that where the opponents were kind of surprised for Julia, and like you got all these people coming out trying to take her title, and then Stephanie comes out who beat Julia for the NXT Women's Championship. I think that would be a great way to just, you know, make it exciting, and it also has both Julia on the card. It adds Stephanie to the card because it's not like there's a such thing as Raw and SmackDown superstars right now. Like, look at what's going on right now. Like, random stuff. Like, people are just
going to what's going on, bro. I really can't tell you what's going on because I think about that at least every few weeks. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, with the brands, I thought WWE certain people crash. Couldn't go to certain places.
Hey, you know what?
Huh?
I was going to say, give me a title match between Julia and the Boat. Natty.
I'm good on that. That's not like a main event match.
I didn't get her on the card.
Okay.
Put her in the gauntlet. Put her in the gauntlet match.
You know what we haven't got in a couple years? A lumberjack match.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We haven't got that in some years.
To me, that's kind of what the NXT Underground matches are.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, I mean, they don't, like, attack the people, I guess, when they're outside of the – it's not even really a ring. It's just – I mean, it is a ring, but
– Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I be thinking them matches are dangerous anyway.
Yeah, no ropes, bruh. I be worried somebody gonna get hurt. But,
Shayna Baszler is the one that made it look deadly.
Yeah. That's the closest we've got to a lumberjack match, but that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think if Julia does have a match, it's probably just going to be her and Zelina Vega going head-to-head for a rematch.
I'll be fine with that, but also I need more, like, I don't know. I just need a little bit more from them two together.
I just feel bad for Zelina. Like, they'd be setting her up for failure. Like, right. They'd be setting her up for, like, the worst moments. Like, it'll be like something crazy happens, like, that gets all the crowd excited, and then Zelina comes out, and it's like, you set her up for the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they always bring her out for her entrance, like, after, like, I don't even want to use an example, but it's always after something, like, crazy, like an attack backstage or, like, a returning superstar or something, and then Zelina Vega.
Like, Evolution. I just remember seeing her walk to the ring. I was like, man, she do not look happy. I don't know if y'all recognize that. I kind of did.
I feel bad for her and Natalya all the time.
Yep. They get pushed under the rug so much, and it's just – they're really good talent, too.
So I like that. I like Natalya getting on the card somehow. I think they can do like a multi-women match. Since there's not really a feud for the Women's United States Championship, I think that'd be kind of cool. But someone that's not on the card, someone that's not on the card that I think should be on the card is easy. It's Carmelo Hayes. Give my boy a match.
Who?
Really, Manny? Really?
I'm laughing at Manny. But
you Mike Jones all of a sudden?
Oh, my God.
Really?
I'll agree with you.
What has he done lately?
What has Natalya done lately? Like
going to every promotion and knocking people out?
Every promotion but WWE, right?
That's fine. Carmelo chilling and catering, eating lunch.
Oh, my God. So I agree with DC on that one. Because I really can't tell you a big moment from Carmelo Hayes right now. I think we've been so, I guess, y'all been throwing these guys at us.
Not me.
Huh?
So you agree with Manny, not me.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, that he should have a match.
He needs to be out there because it's like, what have y'all really shown to y'all? Like, y'all showing us a lot of him when he first came, and then y'all kind of just backed away from it. So I'm just like, yo, this dude was kind of promoted as the next big thing. Now it's like, did y'all get tired of him or what's the problem?
Look at Manny. Yeah, Manny, you little, they catching up to you, huh?
Yep.
Caught him.
For the Drewski.
Caught him.
Oh, he on it?
Carmelo Hayes, I mean, that's a homer pick. I've really been wanting him to get more matches. Been really upset with the booking for him lately. He's literally a first round draft pick, man, to SmackDown. And it's like they started off on fire. Like his first match is against Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed title when he first got drafted. And it's like, what happened to that? Like they just got away from it. He's fighting Andrade after the Andrade thing. After the
died out.
Like, what happened?
Maybe he needs a move too. Like, heck, maybe he needs to be on Raw.
Yeah, I think something definitely needs to happen, but I don't even know who he's going to face. Just put him on the card. Put him in the ring with anyone.
Another guy that I think should be on the card, put him against him, and that's Penta.
Ooh.
Penta's momentum has died, too, ever since that Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
That's true. That's true. Drew, you ain't feeling Penta?
What'd you say?
You ain't feeling Penta?
I am. It's just like, it's the same thing they did with Carmelo. It's like, what are y'all doing? Y'all hype these guys up. But personally, I think it's something with Penta. I don't know. It's something with Penta and WWE right now where they not on the same page.
Like it started off.
I kind of see it too. I kind of see it too, though.
Like something it's happened.
Something happened. It's something Penta's not doing that where WWE is like, all right, we should move this dude forward.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's like, is it the promos or it's definitely not the in-ring performance.
It's the hijacking of the mic. He likes to hijack the mic.
I agree with you.
Also, where's Bianca gonna fit in this?
Who?
Bianca Belair.
I thought she was supposed to be the.
That was the Evolution.
Yeah.
Her thing is gonna be something after SummerSlam. That's how I look at it.
Man, yep. You can't have SummerSlam without Bianca, though.
Yeah, but like I said, you just can't force it now because we're watching every move now. We critiquing every single thing.
Why are you raising your hand?
Question.
What's up?
Could it be that they're saving Bianca off of this card because she's going to fight with, said guest of SummerSlam?
No.
Ooh, RGB Bianca Belair. Come on, Drew. No?
Get it, sexy.
Let me make sure I'm hearing this right. Cardi B fights Bianca.
Yep.
All right, well, I hope that's Cardi B makes her then, since I want to bring up this idea.
That's interesting.
I mean, Cardi B said she's ready to throw down, so. Yes, and yes, man. I was singing a sexy red song. But
they left her off. I think Manny might be cooking something here.
Manny's always cooking something. Seth Rollins.
He's going to bring up Seth Rollins shit for like the next decade.
Yep. I called it.
I ain't got nothing to say.
I want to see Cardi B and Bianca Belair, whether it be together, against each other. You know, Cardi and Bianca come down and distract Naomi, and Rhea Hogan wins.
Rhea Hogan wins. That's crazy.
I just thought Becky was Hogan. I thought it was Becky Hogan.
Oh, my bad. Rhea Flair. My bad. Rhea Flair.
Ah, ouch.
Like, well, did you know Becky came out in the red and yellow too?
I did see that. I think, I like, man, I think this SummerSlam about to be crazy. I'm a little upset that I'm not going to be there. I went last year, and this year.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, that was nuts. This year's tickets weren't that expensive, though.
Took you 500 years to get 2 miles down the road.
Yeah, well, this time I would know to drive myself. I'm not getting no.
But also, like you said, with the show last year, it wasn't that big to you, I guess. It wasn't that big. Like, it could have been better.
Yeah. I mean, other than, like I said, last year's, other than the moment of Nia Jax winning, Roman returning, that was basically what it all was building towards, was Roman's return. It's
been a fast year.
Yeah.
Wrestling-wise.
Yeah. That was about all that it was building to. But this year, it feels like they're a lot more focused on the matches than they were last year. And I think that's why it brings up the discussion why people think that SummerSlam could possibly be better than WrestleMania 41. So far, I think it looks pretty solid. We will see. It just on paper, it looks like it could, but it all just comes down to the end result.
Yep. This card's really shaped up to be, like you said, it could top WrestleMania 41, and I'm excited to watch it. I'm excited to see what happens, you know.
Well, all right, fellas, man. I was about to say, before we end up sending off, man, y'all got anything else to say?
Yeah, so real quick, you guys do realize what's coming up in the next couple months in October, I believe it is. It's our one-year anniversary from the first first NXT in Chicago when we all went. That was actually our first road trip together.
That fast?
And y'all celebrating it by – that was in October, yeah?
Yeah, last October.
Wow. Yeah, it is coming up.
Well, yeah. I thought it was this year, man. Listen, man.
I was just thinking about it. We were just talking about DC going to SummerSlam last year, and I'm like, dang, he came back, and 2 months later, we were going to NXT in Chicago.
That is crazy.
Banger. Yeah. And, I mean, I remember Drew standing up, whooped that Trick, and now he's hating on Trick Williams.
All right. How you going to switch up that quick? It ain't even been a year.
It ain't going to switch up. I'm just being honest.
I'm annoyed because we got all these. I mean, I'm not annoyed, but, like, we got all these people watching and ain't nobody commenting. So, like, what do y'all? Y'all didn't want to be a part of the show? Y'all too good to comment and be a part of the show?
Hey, well, y'all nervous? Everybody ain't going to comment now since you said that. Like, oh, y'all didn't want to get angry at. Be happy we
I tried to get it going, but no one wanted to heckle with me. I was kind of upset.
Oh, I ain't even show it for a reason. I don't want to show that.
Oh, man.
Because you know it's true. Put it up there.
What do you mean, Manny? What do you mean?
Watch
this what? Guy. What does this even mean?
Trick is one trick pony, this guy here.
look how his face switched up. His face switched up quick.
Hey, man, thanks for listening to WrestleHolics Podcast, man. I really enjoyed my time here, man. These guys were cool, kind of. But, hey, man, sometimes...
He's going to start another podcast with Cedric and Carlos.
I said we got to go our own paths now.
All right, man. Listen, man. This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. Appreciate y'all listening. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Also, make sure to stay tuned with us for exclusive content. Anything else, fellas?
Yeah, one quick.
Oh, God.
One quick what?
Listen, man, if you said something about me, man, don't forget, we can cuss on here now. I'm not cussing you out right now.
Yeah, I ain't got. Just make sure to follow us. Like, I put up our social media right there. Definitely follow us on X. Yep. gonna try to be more active on our X account. Be sure to follow all of our personal pages as well. Follow my boy Drew right there on X. Follow my boy Manny T right there. Follow me right there. And as always, unleash your inner wrestling fan right here on the WrestleHolics Podcast.
This is the WrestleHolics Podcast, man. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
Get back with y'all.
Peace.